This week's parsha is Parshas Sisra. I wanted to dedicate this to Refuah Shleima, Yishayahu Tzvi HaKohen ben Rivka, Yaakov Moshe ben Tzipora, Avraham Moshe ben Mal, Chaim Baruch ben Rachel Malka, Avraham Menachem ben Gittel Rivka, Rivka Chana ben Tzipora, and Avadina ben Sterna. They should all have a Refuah Shleima. I also wanted to dedicate this for the memory of my grandfather, Shmuel Avraham ben Tzvi, whose Yahrzeit say it was this week, his Neshama Shav Naliyah. So we are here, we get to experience the revelation of Mount Sinai in Parshis Yisro. Hashem comes down to Mount Sinai, the Torah in the best way possible, we're in a two-dimensional form of communication, tries to describe to us something that happened, a one-time amazing event of God revealing himself to the Jewish people. And in the first of the Ten Commandments, it's more of a statement, but becomes an obligation that we need to believe that God says, I am the one, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out from the land of Egypt from the place of servitude. And what's amazing about that statement is, if you think about it, if I were God, I don't know about you, but I would have said, hey, I'm God who created the world. That's amazing, right? That's definitely, if I'm putting that on my resume or I'm giving out cards, that's what I'm handing out. But Hashem does not do that. Rather, Hashem says, you know who I am? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. I am the God, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out from the land of Egypt. God is identifying himself with us. He's showing how much he cares for us. And that here is my card. I'm the God who took the Jewish people out of the land of Egypt. That's who I am. And so you see this incredible personal, the way that Hashem personalizes it and creates his identity, or at least the way he's identifying here, with his connection to us, which is an incredible idea. I also wanted to look and just think for a second about the fourth of the Ten Commandments, which tells us to remember the day of Shabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? We say that it's done with Kiddush and Havdalah. The idea being that we're supposed to create that there was a distinction to differentiate. This is a day that's different. And how do we do that? By making Kiddush, by making Havdalah at the end of the day, to show that this day is unique and separate. But when we say Zachor, remember, it doesn't just mean don't forget, but it's saying be aware, that we have to have a certain special awareness of what this day is. So we saw last week, in last week's parasha, that when it came to the man, God, in the process of the man being introduced to the Jewish people, it talks about this idea that on the sixth day, we should understand that we're going to get a double portion, and then we take that and we should prepare. We should take time on Friday to prepare for the upcoming day. There's an idea of hachana, getting prepared. So the Sefer Chassidim actually gives an analogy, and he says, and I'll use it for more modern, up-to-date analogy, instead of it being the princess or the queen, we get a notice that the President of the United States is coming to visit. So it's an amazing, amazing honor. The leader of the free world is coming to visit us. So what do? We drop everything. We ask, we get the whole family involved and anybody that works, we got to clean the house up. And then we're going to go and we're going to prepare the best meal possible to give honor to this very, very honorable person. And so the Sefer Chassidim says, here we have Shabbos. We have the honor of welcoming in the Shabbos queen. So what are we supposed, if anything, this incredible honor that we've been bestowed with, we have to take that time before Shabbos and run because we're being honored with this incredible guest. And so the idea is that remembering Shabbos is not just to make a Kiddush and to make Havdalah, but it's to basically understand and to always be mindful of what this day is. It's an incredible opportunity to be able to stop, take pause, reflect, connect to our family members, to ourselves, to our Hashem, and to enhance our relationship on all those different planes. And so it's such a gift. It says that Hashem had a special gift in his storehouse that he was waiting to give to us. And if you think about it, he could have given it to anybody. The creation, Hashem rested on the seventh day in creation, that really is open to everybody. But he decided to give it to the Jewish people. What an incredible opportunity. So here Hashem, at the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros, says, you know who I am? I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. And you know what I'm doing? I'm giving you this special gift called Shabbos. And that when we stop and we realize what an incredible opportunity and gift that is, we should, first and foremost, we should realize we need to prepare. Because anything that really matters in our lives, if we want to really get the most out of it, we need to prepare for it. And we have to also understand what an incredible privilege it is. It's an incredible privilege, a gift that we've been given. And so we need to really take pause and be mindful and to remember and to appreciate and to enjoy. And if we do it that way, the sweetest thing, then Hashem should bless us all, that we should be able to get all the blessing that is associated with this special day. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.